Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon here on KTOO Public Media. Andy Klein with you, and joining me now is Sage Logan, who's going to be the MC for the symposium of the UAS Power and Privilege Symposium. Sage, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about this symposium. You said this is not the first time it's been held, right?
Yeah, no, this is the fourth year the symposium's been held. Basically what the symposium is it's a one-day event that allows individuals and organizations in the UAS and Southeast Alaska community to come and voice their experiences and, you know, kind of connect those experiences to dynamic and pressing social changes.
So when you say talk about their experiences, tell me, dive into that a little bit for me. What sort of things are people typically sharing?
Yeah. So last year, one of our keynote speakers, Forrest Wagner, he gave a presentation on mountaineering and masculinity and how that those things connect and how there's sort of this toxic masculinity within mountaineering.
Wow. Now that's a really fascinating, isn't it?
I mean,
I could see that. I'm not part of that community, so I wouldn't know that. So, and then is there a keynote speaker this year that's doing a specific thing as well?
Yeah. So this year, Forrest Wagner is actually doing it as our keynote speaker, and he's talking about the despair of hope and
kind of in general. Or
Yeah. The climate despair and the psychology of hope. Sorry about that.
Oh, climate despair.
Yeah.
Specifically about climate or the climate of despair? Or,
you know, that's a good question.
Yeah,
you're going to have to come to the symposium and find out.
Okay, yeah. He hasn't given the speech yet, so we don't know what it's
about. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But so what kind of happens at the symposium then? Is it sort of a give and take between the keynote speaker and the audience, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the keynote speakers, you know, they're obviously the highlighted speakers of the event, but there are breakout sessions throughout the entire day that you're going to be able to go to. There's a ton of different presentations this year,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see. And I'm actually giving a presentation myself
What are you giving about? Yeah.
The spirit of money. I'm going to do an indigenous viewpoint on money. And
tell me about that.
Yeah. So basically, in my viewpoint, in my time at UAS, I essentially came to UAS to learn more about Tlingit culture and myself. And, you know, I'm an accounting major. You know, a lot of people are surprised by that. But it's kind of interesting to tie these cultural values and, you know, Western and ideology together.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me in a certain way. The little I know about Tlingit culture, traders,
mm-hmm.
longtime commerce, that kind of thing. There mm-hmm. was accounting happening in Tlingit culture for mm-hmm. millennia. I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see a connection there between the tradition that happened there, all the fur trading, bee trading, all the different stuff that was happening when new sailors would come in. That was about commerce. That was about that sort of thing. And then, of course, trading into the interior as well. So I can imagine that might be a big part of the connection there.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things I'm looking at is, like, you know, giving money this animacy. And so when we think of money as having a spirit, you know, it's much harder to disrespect a living thing. So it's like when you go into, you know, you're starting to clear cut forests and then you start to think like, wow, you know, these trees are like living things. And then, you know, they're providing homes and lives for other things or other species that are living in this environment. It's a lot harder to, you know, clear cut the forest like that. So when we give, you know, money this animacy, there's a lot more respect to it.
Oh, yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah. Very cool. Do you know of other presentations that are happening? Do you know of other ones that are going on this symposium?
Yeah. So UAS is Generation Action. So that's like UAS's Planned Parenthood Club on campus. The students are giving a presentation on healthcare in Alaska.
Okay. Cool. That's great. Well, the symposium, tell me about when it's happening and how people can get involved in going to it and all that.
Yeah. So the wonderful thing is the symposium's open to the community and it's free. And you also don't have to register ahead of time. So you can just show up and be like, hey, I want to, you know, participate or volunteer. The symposium's Tuesday, November 12th. It's going to be 8 a.m., you know, for coffee and tea at Spice Cafe. And the entire symposium is going to be in the Egan Library and the Egan Building. So right as you come to the roundabout at UAS where the flagpoles are, that's the Egan Building. And it's free, so anyone can come.
Does it go all day?
Till about 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. So
yeah,
about a 12-hour chunk of a day. Yeah, big long day of kind of learning and talking to people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Lakeside Grill is catering food, so stick around for the fajitas.
All right. There you go. All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a great day of learning, of kind of mind-expanding talks with other people, that sort of thing. Sounds great. It's the UAS Power and Privilege Symposium, and Sage Logan is going to be talking about the spirit of money. That might be a really interesting thing to go to. Sage, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about it. It's happening Tuesday, November 12th, starts at 8 a.m. at the Egan Library over at the UAS campus. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Right. Thank you.
Have a great symposium.